Now, Genesis Energy has said it's going to have to start importing coal again because of dwindling gas supply. It says it must maintain a solid stockpile for its customers to keep the lights on after attempts to transition away from carbon emissions. Malcolm Johns is the Genesis Energy Chief Executive and with us now. Hey, Malcolm.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How much do you reckon you have to buy?
We need to maintain a stockpile of about 350,000 tonnes a year, and we'll be below the 350,000 tonne threshold sometime in spring. So we're going to have to buy coal to top that stockpile up for next winter and probably the winter after that as well.
Malcolm, why are you announcing it? You didn't announce it last time you did it.
It's probably more because the last time we ordered coal, we ordered a lot of it. We had 1 million tonnes of it, and we've moved through that quicker than many people expected, including ourselves. And we hadn't put a figure on what level of stockpile we'd carry at Huntly going forward or felt we needed to carry. But we also wanted to reaffirm our commitment to moving to biomass as our preferred solid fuel for Huntly over the next couple of years. And so whether it's 350,000 tonnes of biomass or coal, that's pretty interchangeable.
And so why not go harder on the biomass right now rather than the coal?
We're going at 100 kilometres an hour on biomass right now, but New Zealand has no biomass industry, so we're standing supply chains up from scratch. We're prepared to sign very long-term and voluminous contracts to buy that biomass. So we're talking to a number of upstream manufacturers who might be interested in investing in producing that fuel for us. But it's going to take a couple of years for us to execute those contracts and to get the supply chain stood up.
Yeah, and where would you be getting it from, here or offshore?
No, we're looking for domestic supply. So New Zealand has large amounts of exotic forests. Not all the fibre that's harvested from those forests is exported. Many of it becomes available for putting into biomass.
Did I see that you're predicting we're going to have a shortage of gas?
Gas is certainly declining much faster than anyone anticipated. It declined 12% last year. It's declined 30% this year. At the moment, we are burning a substantial amount more coal to cover the gas shortage that's developing in the market. Obviously, there are no new fields on the horizon, so gas is starting to become harder to come by.
Why? What's going on? Why are we running out of it faster than we thought?
In essence, when you open up a gas field, production begins declining very soon after that.
Yeah.
And you reach a point where there's not enough pressure in the well to push the gas out anymore. And what's happening across many of the fields in New Zealand is exactly that. There's lowering pressure. Mm. It's not pushing as much gas out. We've got, 30-35% less gas today than we had a year ago.
Can we drill, in the time that it might take for us to find and drill new holes, will we be able to go without a gas shortage? Will we be able to avoid it, or is that gas shortage coming at us?
Look, I think, there's gas experts that could answer that question much better than me. I'm an electricity person. Mm. The reality for Huntly Power Station is about 66-70% of the electricity that comes out of there comes from gas at the moment. Every megawatt we drop of electricity from gas, we have to replace it with electricity from coal. So it's a pretty simple equation at the end of the day.
Are we in trouble this winter?
It doesn't appear so. Not from a fuel perspective, certainly. But next winter, if we didn't order more solid fuel, then we certainly would have a problem, yes.
Yeah, I'm getting some texts, and I also got an email from somebody to say Electric Kiwi is warning that there's a potential tightness of the electricity supply now until 7:30. Is that a problem? Anything to worry about?
Look, we go through the system's managed by Transpower, and we go through every winter system tightnesses. This morning was one. New Zealand has at the moment around 1,000 megawatts of wind generation that was generating about 50 megawatts of electricity this morning. The challenge for New Zealand from a solar and a wind perspective is we get very large high-pressure systems come over us like we have at the moment. The wind drops away, sun's not shining. You've only got so much hydro and geothermal, and you're relying on the thermal generation to back that up. And that creates what they call a thermal yo-yo effect, where the thermal generation is on the sidelines for longer periods of time, then it's called on to come into the market like this and back it up. And the current market settings don't support you being on the sidelines. In other words, you don't get paid for being on the sidelines. So New Zealand will go through periods of tightness during the winter peaks. But in essence, as we move forward and build more wind and solar, we're probably going to need different market settings to support thermal being on the sidelines and being there to back us up when we have periods of low wind like we do tonight. Mm.
Hey, thank you, Malcolm. Always appreciate talking to you. That's Malcolm Johns, Genesis Energy's Chief Executive.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.